I would say it's pretty close, Dave. You know, I think it's pretty close. You know, we're discussing that right now. I think both guys had good moments last night, but I think that Tom Savage definitely closed the gap, and it's pretty close.
Because if he's a young guy, rookie, he's been able to grasp all that y'all are throwing at him in a timely fashion.
It doesn't surprise me because in the pre-draft process when we met with him, you know, we talked to him a lot. We would say, okay, let's watch the Pitt offense and let's – have you describe what you were doing here at Pitt against Virginia Tech. And he could call the play, and he could remember the route, and he could remember the situation of the game. And then we would test him. Okay, here's something that we do. Maybe we'd leave the room for a little bit, come back and ask him about that play, and he was able to tell us that play again. So, you know, we knew that there was a good chance there that he was going to be able to come in here and learn because he was a bright guy. But again, now let's be real clear here now. He's got a long way to go. Like, we're not headed for Hawaii in the Pro Bowl now. We're talking about battling for the number two job. I would say that Keenum's still two, but Tom, it's a good tight race between two really good guys, competitive guys. Berman will have him headed to Canton, Ohio here in a second. It's because he won a preseason game late against the Broncos.